Hey, it's Jonah Camera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. We got a lot to get to. Elliot Shore Parks.
CFB.
He's got himself a new show. Go Birds Evening, starting tonight at 6 p.m. I'm excited for him. Elliot will join us coming up at 11. We will get to quarterback power rankings, everyone's favorite, later on in the show. The Phillies offseason really begins in earnest tomorrow as Dave Dabrowski and Rob Thompson speak. We'll do some Phillies here. You people, we do have some more information on the fake Hugh Douglas driving an Uber in Delaware. So that is, well, good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, you know what? I was doing my aimless Googling yesterday.
Yeah.
And I found out there's a road in PA called Nowhere, and it goes to nowhere. And it's not that far from here. It's called the Road to Nowhere because they ran out of money.
It's got
to
go somewhere, though.
No, they started the road, right, and they didn't finish it. So it just stops.
It just dumps in, like, the woods or something?
Yeah, it just stops, and it's become like a tourist track. I need to find it. I was trying to Google where it was at last night. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I think that might be a road trip this weekend.
The Road to Nowhere with Hugh Douglas?
The Road to Nowhere with me. It's not that far from here.
Some might say it's listening to our show.
Yeah, that's our show.
It's the Road to Nowhere with these idiots.
The Road to Nowhere.
Sometimes we try to transition off of what Hugh says to start the show. I really hope, Hugh, that this season for the Eagles isn't ending up as a Road to Nowhere. But there's some warning signs here that we're on that road. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh, there's a lot to unpack as we start looking forward to Week 7, which starts tomorrow night in the NFL. And, of course, the Eagles at the Vikings on Sunday as we try to bounce back from a two-game losing streak, which we do not have around here very often, right? They hadn't lost a game.
It's an anomaly.
It is, but unfortunately it's reality right now for the Eagles. Yeah. Two-game losing streak. Let's hope it doesn't get to three. But, Hugh, it's interesting because we have two different parallels to look at the last two seasons. And one of them was last year, right? Last year they had struggles in the beginning, right? Mm-hmm. As much as last year's team became great, and they were a great football team, they did have a patch where they did not play well in September, and they came out of that, and they figured it out, they recalibrated, and they got themselves back on track and dominated.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, though, 2 years ago in 2023, Hugh, they had a patch where they struggled, and they never got back up. Hugh Douglas, when you think about the 2025 Eagles, this team this year, with a lot of the same characters of the last 2 years, coach, quarterbacks, some of the stars,
yeah,
is this headed more on a road, hopefully not to nowhere, but is this road headed more like 23, which ended in a collapse and an ugly playoff loss, or is it going to end up more like, all right, so it's good. So where you got, 24?
I refuse.
So this is stubborn Douglas.
Yeah. No, I just refuse to believe that you've reached the heights that you've reached. See, I'm all about when I listen to what people say, not what they do. Now, some people might be the opposite because right now what they're doing, it just looks disjointed. It
looks bad, yeah.
But when you sit there, like I still believe in old school values, like you know, grown man stuff. That's what we used to call it back in the day, grown man-ish. And when you tell me that, you know, the main thing is the main thing and, you know, it's all about winning and things like that, that, to me, makes everything else trivial.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is this. The fact that your star receiver, and I'm just using him as an example, there's a disconnect there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you're all about what you say you're about, then you get outside your comfort zone and you fix those problems. So I refuse to believe that that's the case. You broke through last year, Jalen Hurts. That's who I'm talking to. You broke through last year, and you did it on the heels of everybody doubting you so much so that your mama was in New Orleans, with all due respect to his mother, not trying to be disrespectful, but your mother was in New Orleans checking reporters for talking bad about you. Who was the guy that's on the show with the hair and the nose, the big nose dude that's on Fox?
Nick Wright.
Yeah, you knew who I was talking about.
I did.
So I did a pretty good job of describing him.
Come on.
I mean, is his nose big?
It's not small.
But now I'm thinking about like how you describe me to other people.
I say Kyle with the receding hairline. No, I'm just kidding. I don't do that. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I mean, look.
I'm kidding.
That's That's why it went through my head.
No, I don't describe you like that. I say mean Kyle. Sure, I usually say mean
you
Kyle.
You just crushed him. You crushed him.
Right. I'm kidding. You know, I got to give him a shot because I'm going to be taking shots all day.
I'd Hugh, the fluffy bald guy.
But no, so much so that you had your family members checking him and like, why are you hating on Jalen so much? Yeah. You're a leader. You've talked about being a leader since I've seen you in Alabama, at the combine, and all this other stuff. Now it's time for you to start with the lip service and be a leader. The fact that every week we come in, and you know, you handle your press conferences the way you want to handle your press conferences. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that. But all that leadership stuff that you're talking about, you need to step up and do that now.
I agree. They do.
You need to do that. You need to get uncomfortable. You need to get uncomfortable and lead this team and put them in the position that they need to be in. I don't think you're playing bad. I don't, me personally, as an individual. But it's not all about you, Jalen. It's about the team. You have to do all that lip service that you gave and all that stuff, with, you know, hanging out with Jordan and opening the store and all that other stuff. You need to get uncomfortable and be the leader that I know that you are. So I refuse to believe that this is going to be the 2023
All right,
draft.
Listen, I hope you're right on this. I really do. 215-592-9494. And we all hope it's what it was last year where they had a downturn and then they picked it up and they were dominant and won a Super Bowl. But if I'm looking at this, like, which is it more likely to be? Where are we headed here? It's way more likely to be 23. And well, here's the reality. They, number one, before I get to the football stuff, like just on the field, the way they look, they sound miserable. They sounded miserable in 23. They were a 10-1 football team that was constantly talking about how unhappy they are, how they're not, you know, enjoying this. And that's what I've seen so far this season. Do they look happy to you? Does the Eagles look happy? And they're also very loud, very chirpy so far this season. That reminds me of 23. Last year, they struggled. But you know what they did? They got in the room at the bye. We didn't hear about it till afterwards. And they told Nick Sirianni, hey, this is what we need to do. And they got on the same page. Afterwards, we got all the stories about Jalen Hurts and Sirianni talking for hours during the bye about how to recalibrate the team. They put the work in. This year, all I hear is chirping after every game, from the receiver to everybody. Oh, this is disjointed and predictable. Like, everyone's talking. That reminds me of 2023. Mm. The second thing that reminds me of 2023 is all these games are coin flip games. That's what that year was. They happened to go 10-1, and it was great that they won all those games. But really, all of us watching it, and that year I thought it was more on the defense than the offense, but watching it, it was like, I mean, they're 10-1, but they didn't look like a 10-1 team. They just happened to win those games. This year, they're 4-2, but I think if we watched the whole thing, we were like, well, it didn't look right. It didn't look right the first 4 weeks, and now they happen to have lost a couple. They're probably more like a 3-3 team that has a 4-2 record. The third thing that reminds me of 23 is the post-Super Bowl defections. That roster in 23 wasn't as great as the year before because they lost half that defense after the Super Bowl. Right? All those guys, you know, T.J. Edwards and, you know, their defensive tackle. I mean, Hargrave, they lost a lot of good football players from the 22 team, and it really impacted 23. And I'm looking at this year's team, and we talked about this in March when they had free agency and they lost all those good players. They don't have as many good players in the team this year. I mean, not that they don't have good players. They have enough good players, but they don't have as many. Just think about the roster. Last year, I was going to give you the secondary right now, right? Last year's secondary was Darius Slay, Isaiah Rodgers, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Reed Blankenship. This year, like, think about the secondary that's going into play on Sunday against Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and the Vikings. They're going to have Cooper DeJean, Dory Jackson, Keely Ringo, Andrew Makuba, and Reed Blankenship. It is a way different football team in terms of overall talent. And then the thing that makes me really concerned that it's more like 23 than it is last year is you look at the offense right now, and as much as last year was, man, they got to get it going. It's a little choppy. They're not scoring enough. Jalen's a little bit, you know, is up and down. Guys, the offense right now through six games compared to last year, it's not even close. And last year, we didn't even think it was a great offense until Saquon got rolling. Through six games last year, they were averaging 362 yards offense. This year, 274. Last year at this point, 5.5 yards a play. This year, 4.7. Last year at this time, 5.6 yards a rush. This year, 3.7. Last year, they had 44 explosives. This year, it's 33. I mean, I just think they're not as great of a team as they were last year, just talent-wise. The vibes are way more like 23. Boy, Hugh, I hope you're right, but everything is every sign to me is pointing that this is going to be way more like 23 to 24. 215-592-9494.
You brought a lot of fact. You brought a lot of fire.
Well, I mean,
yeah, hate to see that.
What am I supposed to do here?
You hate to see facts.
What am I supposed to do? All right.
Hey, God, damn.
You know what? Nick Sirianni may disagree with my facts. He was on the morning show yesterday. Here's Sirianni when John Ritchie brought up this exact topic to him.
How do we know that this two-game slide isn't the 2023 slide?
How do you know it's not the 24 slide, right?
Yeah. So,
I mean, I understand. I understand where you guys are at. We're doing everything we can do to fix it and to get better. I can just tell you this, I don't know if this will ease your fears, and I don't expect it to, but we're doing everything we can as coaches. It was great to have a kind of a mini bye to be able to do some things there. Yeah. And I know the players are doing everything that they can do to help themselves get better fundamentally, better as players. And everybody has that mindset that, you know, there's a hunger mindset on this football team. And that's what you expect with the people that we have in this building, just the obsession with winning and getting better. And we have that throughout the building, coaches and players.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Future talk show host Nick Sirianni, real spin doctor stuff.
Spin
there.
Doctor.
I mean, that reminded me of you. John,
what do you
asked
mean?
Well, John asked the question: how do we know this isn't the collapse of 2 years ago? How do you know it's not last year?
Well, I guess the premise is that we don't know.
We're recklessly speculating.
Of course,
we all are, and we're all hoping you're right. Like,
yes.
Hugh, I want you to be so right because that means we're going to Santa Clara and there'll be another Super Bowl and this thing becomes a. I want you to be right. Just the signs are. They look to me like
is.
2 years ago.
But also there are signs like. I look at it like this, and I'm not putting it all on Jalen, but I kind of am because he's the leader of the team. Mm-hmm. He's the guy that you're looked at to get everybody on the same page. And this is an uncomfortable situation because we're talking about it. We talk about this so much that we don't even have a chance to talk about the opponent, the fact that we have a really good football team that we got to go play because we're trying to figure out what the hell's going on with our squad.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a dynamic leader in here, in there that I believe in, that has defied all things that have been said about him. You know, when you talk about his ability to do certain things, he's not as talented as other quarterbacks that are his peers, but he's accomplished way more than they have. That's why I believe in Jalen Hurts. But he's in a position in a situation right now where he has to start to show his leadership. I think back to when they had a video, the Eagles showed it last year, where they asked, I guess they asked him, why should we draft you?
Oh, his draft video from the combine.
And he said, one of the things that jumped out to me and really resonated with me was he said he's a leader. I'm a leader, coach. And right now, from our perspective, I'll just say it like that, and from some of the things that have been said by other people, you need to be more of a leader. You need to be more of a boots on the ground guy. You need to be more of a personable person. Because, okay, if full transparency here, if you're saying that this is closer to 2023, I would say the biggest thing is it feels like Jalen has distanced himself, or it feels distant from everybody else.
And that team that year had a weird vibe about them.
Yes.
Just a weird vibe.
Damn it, Joe. Made me think about that.
I made you think?
No.
Problem.
Yeah,
Joe wins.
10, no, all right, 15. We can all go home now.
No, but my point is this. There were eerie vibes of Jalen being a separatist in that situation.
What is it, Star Wars?
Yeah. I'm using all my, you know, all my analogies.
All right, we need Eagles as Star Wars characters as we go throughout the show today.
Have you seen the Eagles? Have you seen the Star Wars helmets that are football helmets?
No, I got, you got to show
man,
me those.
I got to show you though. But anyway, my point, I got sidetracked.
As we stay on task.
No, but Jalen needs to be more of a leader. Jalen needs to bring this team together.
Can't I let think it happen again. Yeah,
yeah. I think he's the only person that can do that.
215-592-9494. Let's hear from Jordan Mailata. I mean, he actually was the first person to bring up the 23 thing. I think it was after week two or week three. He brought up, and I read it on the air. The quote was like, hey, we can't let 23 happen again, which means it's seeping into that building. They're thinking about that, which I don't love that. But Mailata the other night on the Jordan Mailata show, on 23 verse this season, this actually might make you feel a little better.
What makes you confident the coaching is great?
Well, just being there in 23 and hearing the detail that's being coached, being at the practices, that the detail, even in the drills, mm-hmm. when they coach the drills, the detail, that's the difference. Detail wasn't there in 23, and I will happily say that.
Okay.
I'll be honest there. The detail was not there. The technique was not there in 23, and now it is. So I can't relate the two. And for me, that's where I draw it back to the execution of players part.
Boy, Brian Johnson taking strays there. He doesn't even realize. And Ms. Mailata says the detail wasn't there in 23. So, I mean, that makes you feel better. That Mailata is saying the coaching at least is better. And on the defensive side, obviously it is. 215-592-9494. Lot to discuss here on the midday show today. Kyle, what do you feel in this season? We had him more to 23 or 24.
Yeah, I mean, long talking Hugh, Denial Douglas can can dance around this all he wants.
Yep,
taking strays.
Nick Sirianni can deny this all he wants. But the problem is, I have eyes, I have a brain, and I have what we call memory.
Mm.
It's all the same. This is all the same. The only difference is we're not going to get to 10-1, guys. I mean, we already can.
Well, that's over.
Get
yeah.
to 10-1.
Yeah.
They're collapsing after 4 weeks. I mean, you can't collapse after 4 weeks, guys. And the biggest problem is if what Hugh said is true, is that this is up to Jalen Hurts to be the leader and turn this thing around, then we're in big trouble.
Mm.
I'm sorry. We need to be realistic about who Jalen Hurts is. He can say he's a leader all he wants, but we've been through this multiple years where the Eagles have put out publicly and even privately, apparently had to go to his house and talk to him about being more of a leader.
I don't recall that.
What are you, AJ Brown now?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact,
AJ Douglas has arrived.
I mean, like,
hey Kyle, as a matter of fact, I did recall that, but it hurt when you
yeah.
said
these are all things that we know to be true, and like that's okay, right? But like, I think we need to look elsewhere if we're gonna drag this thing out of the mud. Like, I just think we need to be a little bit more realistic. Like, people, leopards can't change their spots, right? That's the saying. Did I nail that?
No.
I
mean,
close enough, yeah. Probably.
Zebra can't change the stripes?
Yeah. Same deal. Leopards have spots.
Zebras don't have spots.
Yeah, I don't expect...
We're locked in.
I don't expect that to happen. Like, there's... It's going to have to come from elsewhere, mm-hmm. and, you know, is it possible? Yeah, but...
It has to come from James.
Oh, so
then we're in trouble.
Okay, so... We could argue that aspect. He's also not Superman. I mean, like, I'm not trying to take his leadership off the hook. I think he does need to be a great leader and make sure this doesn't fall apart. They also might not be great enough roster-wise. Mm. They lost a lot of great football players. On Sunday, they're going to line up with Kelee Ringo and Adoree Jackson. Do you know who's on the other side? Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Jalen might need to be Superman to get him through this game. And Wentz might be the quarterback on their side. Like, we're just not a great... Last year, they came together holistically. They came together coaching-wise. They came together from a leadership perspective. And the team was special, loaded, deep. This year might not be any of those things. They might just be a good team that has to fight through some stuff. 215-592-9494. 23 or 24, where's this season headed more likely in your mind? Let's go to the phone lines here. Will in the Northeast starts us off on the Midday Show. Hey, Will.
Dream Team, how y'all doing this morning?
Hey, Will, what's up?
All right.
You know, y'all mentioned,
you know it, baby.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Y'all mentioned Michael Jordan, right? And he's been hanging out with Mike, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
So if you're hanging out with the greatest, right, I'm quite sure, even with the Bulls, they knew Mike was the best player on the team. But Mike knew that he couldn't win it all without the rest of the team. He had Scotty. He had a great supporting cast, right? Yeah.
So Ron Michael, Harper, Dennis Rodman, yeah, Luke Longley.
Absolutely, right? Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So my mm-hmm. thing is this, right? In order for Mike to be great, he had to make others great. But in order to do that, they all had to be on board together. They all had to come together and say, you know what, this is how we're going to win this. But this is the disconnect with the rest of the team, with Jalen and the rest of the team. What I want to say is Eagles has destroyed some of the greatest players and some of the greatest teams. So let's get that Eagle tripping out of the way, man. Y'all got another Super Bowl to win, man.
There we go. Now we're talking, Will.
Y'all can still do it, but y'all got to come together. But see, this is the thing, and I'm going to be quick with it. Break out of, and y'all got to do something different. First of all, Saquon need to start running downhill. Put that I formation in play now. It's long overdue. Have Goddard as the fullback and open that hole up for Saquon, man, and it can work. Once he's running downhill, it's going to open up a lot of things. That I formation opened up a lot of plays, man. Play action, all types of dump ball plays, everything. Mm-hmm. You got to come with a different formation. And the last thing I want to say, man, listen, this season is not over. I'm seeing 2024 again. You dig what I'm saying? But do y'all see it again? Now it's time to come together as a team. Everybody got to get on one course, man. And Jalen, and if it's you, bro, and I just want to say this to you, man to man, listen, get out of that ego trip, man. We know you great, but guess what? You're not showing it. And you know why you're not showing it? Because you're not being a leader right now. A leader is going to step up and tell the team, listen, man, we're going to put this aside, and we got a Super Bowl to win, and that's what the hell we're going to do, because guess what? We are the best team, and we are Super Bowl champs. So let's go, Eagles.
Will, appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I mean, look.
Look at Will batting off, leading off.
He's really taking the mantle. I mean, yeah. We don't ever have locked in leadoff hitters. Every day changes a little bit. You know, we're a malleable lineup here.
Will's making a great case, though.
Will, he's hot right now, right? You put the hot hair at the top of the lineup.
He's on fire.
I mean, at some point, he may take it. I mean, I can't guarantee anything.
This feels a little messy, but I'm okay with that.
Well, you got messy to start the show. I mean, that was unnecessary.
You exist in messy.
you live in messy. 215.
That's you, space.
592.
I'm squalor.
94-94. That is how you hop aboard. All right, we got a lot to discuss today. Is this season headed more like 23 or 24? Sirianni said, hey, why couldn't it be 24? Tough September, and then they got going. It's possible. The facts and the reality and the vibe, though, points way more to 23. The defection of talent, the vibes around the football team, and the fact that they are, you know, towards the bottom of the NFL in a lot of categories, and they just don't have the talent they did off a Super Bowl very much like 23. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Coming up, we're going to compare something said by a player in 2023 about the Eagles to something said about them just a few weeks ago this season. You're not going to want to miss this. That's next. Elliot joins us at 11, and we'll get to the Phils as well tomorrow. Dabrowski and Topper Talk. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.